In 2007, while he was governor of California, Arnold Schwarzenegger signed into law a regulation prohibiting lead ammo in the 8 counties out of 58 where California condors were most common. But the poor birds cross county lines all the time, so the problem continued. In 2013, Governor Jerry Brown signed a law that phased out lead ammo for all hunting everywhere in the state. And on July 1, 2019, the ban reached its final stage. Now all firearm hunting with lead ammunition is prohibited throughout California. The NRA absolutely opposed this law, brazenly claiming, despite an abundance of data, that traditional ammunition does not and has not negatively impact wildlife populations in North America and is far more effective and affordable for American hunters. Starting in 2009, the Obama administration started working on a rule prohibiting the use of all lead ammo and fishing tackle on all 573 national wildlife refuges. It took until January 17, 2017, for the rule to take effect. And less than 2 months later, on March 2, 2017, the Trump administration rescinded it. In 2023, the Biden administration finalized a rule mandating the use of non-lead ammunition for all hunting on just 8 of the nation's national wildlife refuges. The rule was to take effect on September 1, 2026, but now the Trump administration is reversing this with the full support of the NRA, a great many hunters, and even Ducks Unlimited, an organization revered by many for its so-called focus on conservation. The organization claims that it's too complicated and unfair to have different rules at different refuges, even as they say a nationwide rule can't be justified because we need scientific studies to prove the harm on such a wide scale, apparently ignoring that groundbreaking study that showed that almost half of a large sample of eagles from 38 states representing all 4 flyways were carrying unacceptable loads of lead. Ignoring research for political gain is one thing. Now a new proposal by the Trump administration will add political appointees to every committee that approves government research and grants. This will ensure that politics and big money interests will always trump scientific truth, whether the environment or human health is at stake. I know a few hunters who have switched to non-toxic ammo to protect themselves and their families, yet insist that using or not using lead should be a personal decision, not a dictate from the, quote, nanny state. They say that it's emotional, not rational, to consider the suffering that eagles and other victims of lead poisoning endure, even as most arguments defending lead ammo and tackle are emotional, revolving around nostalgia and tradition and fear of a nanny state. Hunters and anglers who oppose restrictions on lead ammo and tackle are exactly like those who opposed hunting licenses, bag limits, open and closed seasons, and the other restrictions that have, since the time of Theodore Roosevelt, ensured that the game species hunters and anglers enjoy can thrive long into the future. As long as any hunters or anglers claim a right to spew toxic lead into our environment, they've squandered any right to call themselves conservationists. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.